Hey everyone, today's episode is brought to you by our incredible sponsors that help make this show happen.
The Outdoor Podcast is proudly brought to you by XOP Outdoors, Carbon Express, Block Targets, Moultrie, Gas Bowstrings, and Burris Optics. Produced by Bowhunter Planet. We thank you for tuning in and being a part of our outdoor heritage.
Grab your favorite bow, your pack, your chair, and let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome to the Outdoor Podcast. Tonight it's myself, Tim, here with Dave and Ted from Trophy Ridge. We are doing a launch show for y'all, talking about what's new with Trophy Ridge. Ted, first of all, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good. Doing great. Can't wait to kind of see what you have going on over at Trophy Ridge tonight. So why don't we start off with like kind of, this seems to be, in, from what I've heard, a big launch year for you guys at Trophy Ridge, right?
It's an extremely big launch year. I would say one of the biggest that I can recall. I've been here 15 years in one way or another. Started as an engineer and came back as a product manager about 3.5 years ago. And then recently, within the last 2 years, took over the Trophy Ridge line. So came in, wanted to make a splash, wanted to do some things with packaging, colors. You know, we've done quite a bit to make these things look a little more modern, keep up with the times and some of the styles and stuff that you see in the archery industry. You know, I feel like accessories are sometimes an extension of the bow, and if they don't match and they don't look right, then people aren't interested. So I definitely wanted to come out with some more modern looking product and work on some things. And I think you'll see that in the line. We are launching, I would say, roughly half of it, maybe a little more than half of it now. And then you'll see some stuff coming out later in the year towards the ATA show as well. So,
you know, awesome. I will say this. One of my favorite things to do at the Toro Archery Challenge is hang out at the Bear Trophy Ridge booth.
Yep.
I really find myself navigating there and just chilling there. It's so fun. I mean, it's because you guys always get the shooter lane, you know, in front of you. Yep. And it's so exciting to like sit there, just watch people. But to your point, the color coordination is very important to people, and you can see that when you're just watching these people fire their bows and all this stuff. And but the cool part about what they do there is that they have trad bows, they have compound bows, they have everything right there you can like test out. It's kind of cool. And then all the Trophy Ridge stuff's there, which is kind of cool to see it when you know, especially if you're a consumer walking by, they don't get to see it very often like that, where it's beautifully laid out and, you know. But yep. Anyway.
And like, well, Trophy Ridge is such a recognizable name in the industry, right? You guys have been around forever, and who the heck has not heard of a Whisker Biscuit, you know?
Yeah.
I know we love them around here. They're the easiest way to set up, but you got a lot of cool stuff that you're going to show us other than that. So how do you want to do this? You want to talk about rests first? Where do you want to go?
You know, I might start. I don't know if Ryan, I know you guys have a meeting with Ryan as well, who is our bow product manager. He'll probably touch on some of the same things. But what I think I'd like to do is maybe start on a couple of the entry level, if you want to call them, accessories. You'll also see these in a lot of our RTH bows going forward. But, you know, I think one place to start would be our new price point quiver. What you'll see here is we've done some things differently with it. It is a 5-arrow quiver. It's got a nice rubber insert here, so it does deaden the sound. You'll see it's mostly black. We did add some gray accents, so I know Trophy Ridge is known for yellow. Again, yellow is great if you love yellow. If you got a green bow, it may not be your best choice.
Right.
So our branding is still yellow. You'll still see yellow on the packaging, everything else, but you'll see some of those yellows toned down in the product going forward. But this quiver has the same bracket that we have on all our other stuff. You can buy that thing separate. I've got one of these on my climber, screwed right onto it. So when I get in the tree, I'll take that off my bow, put it right on there. Kind of one of the more unique things about this, if you can see it, it's got a new gripper design. This gripper design allows us to put two different size arrows in it, or multiple size arrows, but it allows us to go from a really micro diameter arrow all the way up to a crossbow bolt or something bigger than that. So this will really cover you no matter what arrow you're shooting. So that is Do you have a question? Sorry.
I do have a question. Yes. Do you know the size of the cup area for the broadhead?
I can get that for you. I don't know it off the top of my head, but I do know that we put our fixed blade broadheads, like our F3 and some of
that's
those
what
F4s,
I needed to know. Perfect.
Things like that. They do fit. They are tight. Obviously, you don't want to make this thing so big because then people don't.
Tight's okay. Tight's okay.
As long as it fits.
Absolutely, man.
All right. So with that, this will also come in a Bottomlands version as well. So
like it.
Oh, that looks good. Now, what is the price point of this quiver?
So this one is actually $44.99, and then this one is $49.99.
That looks great. Camel. Now, this that black one you just showed though, that's not going to be the one that comes with the bows though, right? Like
it
the
will.
Pristine. That's going to be the new
what
one.
You'll awesome. What you'll see is this one will start to come out on newer product. You know, we will still have the old five spot that we'll see kind of phase through as we will add new product.
Very
he will
cool.
add this, and he will also have some other new Trophy Ridge accessories that you'll see.
Excellent.
Here.
Man, that
good deal.
Bottom Land one looked amazing.
I love it.
That looks really good.
Well, I love the options. I love it. You can pair it differently, and you can go pretty much put it on any bow. Yeah.
That's going to look great. Yeah, see, to me, that right there, you know, I mean, at the price you gave, that looks like a $150 quiver to me.
Yep.
In that color, that looks phenomenal. Yeah. Like, it just looks so good. Sweet.
Thank you. Kind of along those same lines, what you'll see in the accessory packages as well will be a new whisker biscuit. You know, our whisker biscuit patent ran out not that long ago. You're starting to see some competition there from overseas, things like that. So what we really wanted to do is focus on being the original whisker biscuit. And, you know, giving the customer a little bit more value, I guess, if you want to call it that. So we've gone to some new models. What you'll see here is the Whisker Biscuit Pro. This Pro will come in an IMS version or a standard version. I'll open this up so you can see it a little more in more detail, maybe.
Which are great options, by the way, because when talking to Ryan, you know, he was talking a lot about the IMS being a part of their, you know, a lot of the new lineup. So that's great.
Yep. It is definitely gaining traction and becoming more and more popular. But I don't know if you guys can see that well or not.
You can.
Again, you'll see the gray accent. You'll see that this piece here is actually 100% machined aluminum. Actually, everything on this site is 100% machined aluminum. You'll have the windage and elevation bracket on all of these. You've got a nice piece of rubber to dampen noise, drop an arrow or something on it. We still maintain the same bristles that we've always had. We've changed the colors around a little bit, got rid of the brown, and gone to something a little more...
a little bit more sleek.
So I noticed this rest, similar to this rest, maybe do you guys have a cheaper version of that one for the pristine that's on there? On there. And I remember thinking like, I don't think I've ever seen this whisker before. The design looks different to me, but then maybe I was just like, not sure.
So used to
and that's why I was so happy to see you say that. Cause I was like, okay, good. Yeah. I'm on my game still.
you will see that. So what we're calling that is the HDR. Now I don't have it on a bracket, but
right on.
What you'll see here is it is a $20 cheaper. This is a non-replaceable brisket. It is made of plastic, but it still functions just as good as the aluminum one. What I'll say is one of the cool things about the aluminum is that this whisker biscuit is replaceable. So let's say it does come in medium or small, but let's say you've wore this thing out after 3 or 4 years of shooting, you want to get a new one. We do offer the replacement bristles. It's the same ones that were in the original whisker biscuit. And I've already taken these out, but what you'll find is that there's two screws right here. They're super easy to, these things just peel back.
Nice.
And then that bristles.
That's definitely a pen there.
you can put the new one in. So we do offer colors. So whether you're going from a smaller arrow to a larger arrow or whatever, you have some options with this pro version. That you don't necessarily have on the HDR, but the HDR.
That's great.
I do want to point out, though, that the whisker biscuit, in my opinion, and I'm talking about the Trophy Ridge specific whisker biscuit. It doesn't wear out as much as you might think it will. And I say that because we use them exclusively here. It's one of the things we do at Trophy Ridge. They sponsor that
for years.
Yeah. We've been working with you guys on this show, our archery show, and in the show. I don't think I've ever wore out a whisker, to be honest.
I don't think
But what I was going to say is, if you are wearing out a whisker, I would definitely recommend checking your bow for tuning, because it would tell me that your arrow is coming off on an angle, meaning you're burning a side more than another. Just throwing that out there.
Put more pressure on it. Yep.
But the advantage to be able to swap it cool, that's very important. I think it's still important. But what all I'm saying is, like, if you are seeing something like that within, like, not a ton of shots, you know, like a couple hundred.
There's
shots,
a sign there.
Something might be a little bit off. And I'm only saying that because I have not had it happen one time here, which is crazy when you think about the amount of bows we shoot
and the amount of arrows we put through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and we reuse a lot of those biscuits. We just take them off one bow to another. I mean, they've been through
5 minutes of work bows. And you're ready to go. Yeah. It's crazy. Great.
Pretty cool. I love the biscuit, man. Huge fan.
I have not actually worn one out, other than we do offer a bow fishing biscuit, which with the heavy fiberglass
arrow. That makes sense.
Yeah.
After a little while, it will, you'll need to replace that every once in a while.
Yeah, especially with hardening going through there and everything.
I'll say it again. I've done videos on this, and it's very hard to say that the whisker biscuit is not the king of all rest. To me, it is the king.
Yep.
Like, there's no better rest than a whisker biscuit. I don't care what anybody says. You can do a drop weight. That's cool. They're great. They might give you a little more speed, not much. But the whisker biscuit is the most simple product I've ever used. I can literally set up a bow tonight and hunt with it tomorrow with a whisker biscuit. I mean, it's that quick of a system. Or one of the other things, if you have an issue in the field and you have to put a new rest on, let's say you had a drop away and it pulled out the cable bust or something, you then can easily throw on a biscuit. I always tell people, keep a biscuit in your gearbox, because, man, you never know when you need to throw that on and not ruin your whole hunting weekend.
Yeah,
that would be bad.
But there are some really good advantages to the drop ways too. 100%.
Sure. So, definitely.
Sure.
Good deal. What's up next, man?
All right. So next we'll go to, what we're going to call the dimension site. Many of you know the cipher. Which I was trying to come up with earlier. The cipher is no longer in the line. That thing is over 15 years old. That was in the line when I started as an engineer 15 years ago.
Wow.
A lot of the sights in this $80 price point have gone to an aluminum bracket, where that was still, back in the day, it was a really high technology, was the ballistics copolymer. And that those sights are very light. And things like that. But as we've seen over time, people are starting to prefer aluminum. So we wanted to give that product an update. And what you'll have is the dimension. So the dimension is a 5-pin sight. It does have windage, micro, and elevation. Comes with a rechargeable sight light, which is really cool. You guys have probably seen it, but comes with 3 settings. It is USB rechargeable. It's got 3 brightness settings, and then it also does turn off on its own after 30
Ooh.
Minutes. Very important.
That's perfect for people like me.
Yeah.
But can you please add that to all crossbow sights too?
You know how many batteries I burned in crossbow scopes?
Jeez. Oh my God, that would be unbelievable. You guys start doing crossbow scopes, please.
Right.
That's not a bad option, but that will come on all our sites going forward. So you will see that same rechargeable sight light going through the entire Trophy Ridge line.
So how do you turn it on? Is it just a single click?
It's a single click on the top.
Perfect.
Like I said, there's 3 brightness intensities, and then it goes off. It will last almost 24 hours of continuous runtime. So you'd have to sit there and turn that thing on 48 times, because, you know, it is only going to go on for a half an hour.
It's kind of cool, because you can probably charge it with a little power bank too.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes, absolutely.
In your truck. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, with this site, some of the things that you'll notice is there's not a lot of yellow on there. So we've gone to some gray accents, things like that. We've kind of subtle touch, but something different where this used to be clear polycarbonate. Now we've gone to almost a smoke polycarbonate. It hides the pins, gives it a much newer look. Same with this fiber cover in the back here.
Nice.
It's just a little bit smoked, and it's just subtle changes, but I think it does elevate the brand and make that look nicer.
Price point of that?
$79.99.
Wow. Oof. That's a good deal.
It is all aluminum brackets. Wow. For the dealers, it's nice. It's ambidextrous. I guess that's also nice for the customer. If you're left-handed, you know how hard it can be sometimes to find a left-handed sight. Brackets are fully ambidextrous. The sight level, you know, sometimes when you buy a left-handed sight, you end up with your sight level on top because that's just the way it flips. This thing will actually pop out. It's pretty easy to, it's not easy. It's in there pretty good, but you can pop that sight level out, move it to the top. It just snaps in. So that's
smart.
And even if you're a right-handed shooter and you don't like that level on the bottom, you could pop it on the top.
Yeah.
If that's your preference.
That's pretty cool. So, I like that change. You can make whatever you want there. Yeah. Now, how many pins is that?
It's 5 pins.
Is it only available in 5, or how's that work?
It is only available in 5 right now.
Yep. Cool.
I think the cipher was originally in 3 and 5, and over the course of time, I think it's gone mainly to a 5 pin. So, you know, if it does well, it's easy to take a couple pins out. So,
yeah,
that is something that we may expand on. Just
right on.
See how play the market.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things, like, you know, in Michigan specifically, and then in where we hunt, a lot of the guys like 3-pin, because a 3-pin, you know, you have 20, 30, 40, that's it. I mean, in the deep woods, I mean, Indiana's kind of similar to here anyway, but the deep woods like that, you're not really getting past 40 anyway. So I think a lot of the guys think, like, well, minimal's better, which is one of the reasons you see a lot of guys using the single pin. But the single pin causes an issue because you have another move you have to do before you're allowed to even draw the bow, you know. And
correct.
So,
and if you're at full draw and something happens and it's gone, then you're letting down. And doing all
that. I don't think people practice nowadays like we did when we were younger. And what I mean by that is, when I was younger, we practiced with one pin at multiple distances, and you would understand where the pin needs to be at every distance. And it was something I can still do today. Like if I had a deer at 30 and I have a pin at 20, I know exactly where to aim. If I have a deer closer, I know where to put it, where I have to go lower. Yep. And, you know, I recommend people don't talk about it, I guess, a lot, but that is something you should know how to do, because in the situation where even if you have the 3-pin, but you're not set correctly to those distances, you may have to actually get, you know, figure that out mentally.
It's always the in-between, though, right? Which is why I do, like, the 5-pin makes sense to me, because you have the ability to really go to that step. You can go, you can even like sight it into those in-betweens.
It's not that, though. You know? Even though that makes sense, it's congested. There's a lot going on, and it's in your picture of your window. Just some people love that stuff. Yep. That's, you know, I'm not gonna take that away. Some people love 5-pin, you know, and some like I said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. It gets a little crazy.
You got 20, 30, 40, 50, 80.
80.
That's why we make options, you know?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's the name of the game.
Yep, yes, sir.
Good deal.
Some people like sliders and some people.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
People like fixed pins. And yeah. After losing, I don't know, 5 or 6 arrows, I've decided I'm not a slider guy.
It's a lot going on.
More fixed pin.
Yeah.
Yep.
Especially when when I'm hunting, I'm helping my younger son. You know, he's also hunting with me. And when we're shooting, I'm focused more on what he's doing and not so much adjusting my pins. So,
yeah.
But yeah.
That makes sense, man. What else is coming?
All right. So, next, we've got a new stabilizer line. Maybe you're familiar with the Shock Stop, maybe you're not, but the Shock Stop was a real big hit for us right out the gate. We had a bunch of them at the ATA show. There's a patented weight system in that really kind of helps dampen vibration. So what we wanted to do was kind of combine the Hitman and that Shock Stop stabilizer and come out with something in the middle, not really in the middle, but just a combination of that technology as well as something in a carbon tube that, you know, it looks more modern. But so what we've got is, this is a 6-inch. We do have some longer ones here. This comes in 6, 8, 10, and 12-inch stabilizer. It also comes in a bottomlands version, and then just the black. This does have a weighted vibration system in here, and then it's also tied to the weight system on the front. You can take these off. These are 1-ounce weights. You can add up to as many weights as you want. However, the screw that comes with it only can hold 4 weights or none, depending on your preference. This is carbon fiber tubing, and it's got the same quick disconnect as the Hitman stabilizers, if you're familiar with that. Basically, it's just you break it loose, an eighth of a rotation or so, and then that pops out. It'll pop right back in. I've got some high-speed videos. Probably you'll see those in marketing when the marketing comes out. At launch, so I don't have anything to show you now, but they really do a pretty good job of dampening.
The shock stop itself, the original shock stop, that was, you guys were claiming, I think 25% reduction.
I don't remember what the claim was. That was before my time.
But yeah. So whatever it was, I remember I actually did it myself. So you guys did it. You guys had a claim. I think it was 25. And I did it with our vibration testing here, and I got more like 35% reduction, which was way more than what you guys were claiming, which would make sense. You're not going to claim the full amount if it was the full amount, whatever.
Sure.
But I couldn't believe it. That to me was like one of the best. So I always recommend the shock stop to everybody when we're talking about stabilizers. I'm like, dude, do you want it to just look cool, or do you want it to actually do something?
Well, now with that quick disconnect too, makes it so much easier. Yeah.
And that's cool how you guys made it look like the Hitman. Yep. I like that a lot. It's pretty cool.
So, you know, another thing different than the Hitman, while everybody loves Trophy Ridge, some people may not like the giant Trophy Ridge logo that comes on the Hitman. So what we have done on this is we provide an optional sticker. It doesn't say Trophy Ridge. This is actually the seismic stabilizer. So we give somebody an option. Once you get it set up on your bow and you know the orientation of where it's going to sit, things like that, you can stick the sticker on there if you want. Keep it off if you want, depending on your preference.
I like that. So it never lines up right, you know.
It doesn't. But the devil's in the details. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So smart. I mean, how many pictures do you see where it's upside down or something?
Yeah, it's on the top, on the bottom.
It's very hard
for
video content. Yeah. I'm trying to film something and it never lines up. I have to keep it loose to make it look right for the video. I'm like, ugh. Yeah. Dang it.
Right. Again, it's very subtle. I mean, you know, it's not a big deal, but I think it makes a whole important lot of sense. Somebody.
Yeah. Plus, you can move the sticker wherever you want it, you know.
Put it on your computer, put it on your truck,
You can take it to the back end, the middle, the forward position.
Slap it on your buddy's back when he's not looking, you know, anything. Right.
Right? Right. That's right. And with that, you know, we do have the entire back bar mount. This is new. It's slimmer than the original, and it's different. If you remember, the Hitman actually, the back bar mounts to the front of the riser, comes off as one complete unit. This is actually going to allow you to mount it to the back if your bow has a hole for that. You can mount them. It will come with a bolt. You can mount it directly to the back. Put any length of stabilizer you want on there. It also comes with, and I dropped this earlier. Let me see if I can find it. It comes with the quick connect as well. So if you want it on the front, you can flip it, put it on the front. Obviously, this is going the wrong way, but you get what I'm saying.
Yep, 100%.
You can mount it that way. You can mount them separately. You can do a lot of different things, but this is another option that we have for that as well. And then it will come in the combo kits, just like the Hitman. So in a 6, 8, 10, 12, and an 8, 10 combo as well. So it'll, in those combo kits, it comes with the 2 lengths of stabilizers, all the hardware, the aluminum bracket for the wrist sling, all that stuff. So
awesome.
You can kind of play with that however you want. But that is that.
Good deal.
Any questions so far on anything?
No, I mean, I love it, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Did you say the price point on the stabilizer? Sorry, I might have missed it.
the 6-inch starts at $69.99, goes up in $10 increments. And then let's just say if you wanted the 8-inch, which is normally $79.99, this is not the 8, this would be the 8. This is normally $79.99. If you want that in the bottomlands, it would go up $5, so it'd be $84.99.
Great price points, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the philosophy of Bear and of Trophy Ridge and, you know, the broadness of the product that you guys put out there at the price points that you do. It's just such a value to everybody to be able to get into archery. And you guys are a value to the archery community, the hunting community specifically, to get into hunting at a cheap price point.
Yeah. Again, that's our philosophy at Bear. You know, there's a price point for everybody. If you want something high end and you got extra money to spend, we have that option. If you don't have a lot of expendable income or whatever, and you just want to get into hunting, we have those options. We have options for children. We have the entire gambit.
We are calling that the Fred Bear way. Mm.
That's right.
Fred Bear way.
I love it. So is that the launch for now?
No, I've got more.
You got more? Dang. All right. I've got more. All right.
Keep it coming.
Yeah. So this is, I wanted to get a new look on things, make some small improvements to existing products. So I took the Trophy Ridge release line and we have basically, kept a little bit of the features the same, but anything that seemed to be, you know, a minor new annoyance or something to somebody, we tried to address that, listen to our customers and tried to fix some of the things that they wanted to see, or maybe not even fix it, but make it a little different so that, that it worked better for them. So I'll start with the Apprentice. This is the Apprentice release. You probably heard the Apprentice name before.
Yep.
This is a youth bow, or not a youth bow. This is a youth release. It replaces the Arch X youth. What we've done is we got a lot of comments saying, like, the strap's too big. It doesn't fit my child. So this is a much smaller strap. It will fit a child or a small adult. But it will not fit a grown man. It is not made for that. But another thing that we heard, you know, kids and their dexterity is not great. So when they're trying to use the flexible strap and they're trying to put it on the D-loop,
yeah, that makes sense. Like that,
they struggle a little bit. So what we wanted to do was we did an auto close. So once you let off, it's auto close. The kid can put it, hold it back, put it on, and let go. They don't have this thing draped down and everything else, or simple. Trying to fumble with it.
Yep.
I'd want that, you
know,
in mind.
I know. I like that. It looks nice to me. Dual caliper. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's those are some of the changes. And again, another subtle marketing branding change. You know, we've kind of got a new Trophy Ridge logo. It's identifiable. It's got the Ilkid and the TR for Trophy Ridge. You'll see that on a lot of products. It's just smaller and it fits in places like on releases, especially where you don't have a lot of space.
Right.
So again, it's in that same gray color. Threading on this is gray. And that's the Apprentice.
Nice. Price point?
The Apprentice will retail at $29.99.
I knew it. I knew he was going to say that. Such a good price. Oh my gosh. Easily could charge $50 for that. But
no, what's nice about that is, like, when your kid loses it, not if, when they lose it, you can buy another one.
Yeah, maybe by then they're ready for the next step.
Let's hope. Yeah. Let's hope. Yeah.
Yeah. So then moving up the line, we've kind of gone, again, with a gray. We've gone to a nice, thick neoprene backer. You know, we're trying to make this strap a little more comfortable. It is an eighth of an inch of neoprene. It's very soft, very nice. It is neoprene, so it feels good. This is not much different than the Arch X, but it's at that same $34.99 price point. So this is something, you know, for somebody that doesn't know if they really want to be an archery, or if they just want to dabble, or maybe it's maybe you love it. Maybe you love the flexible strap and some of the other features that we have. But one thing we did was we messed with the sear system in this this caliper jaw, and made it where it's not as sensitive as the other ones, but it can be adjusted to be more sensitive. Sensitive is the right word. So you can back this off or make this as hairy as you want it, as you want it to be. We've also made this removable. It used to just have a swoop trigger. We went with a knurled stainless steel knurled knob.
Yeah, it looks good.
It does come off. We have plans in the future potentially to offer different options there. If that's some, if you like a little bit bigger barrel or something like that.
I like it. Again, it looks like there's a lot of adjustability in the length too.
This one is highly adjustable.
Yeah, huge.
Again, it's flexible. Some people really like a flex strap. Some people prefer something more fixed. But you'll see we have options for both people.
The Fredbear way.
the flexible is helpful sometimes because you can take it, then shove it in your back in here if you don't want to, like if you're climbing, you don't want to.
Yeah, so it's not
clear. So there's reasons people like that. You know, they can just get it out of the way. It's soft and just moves. And so I understand why some people like that. It's not my thing. I like the harder ones, but, you know, everybody's different. But I do understand why they like it.
Yep. So you'll see we're going up the line. This is called the Judge. This is a dual caliper system. It's got the same changes we made to the trigger system, same barrel, removable barrel. The head rotates. One thing that we heard people say is they didn't like the adjustment system, because if you're sitting there and you're fidgeting and you're doing this, sometimes you were adjusting the length and you weren't meaning to adjust it. So what we've done is, if you back this out like normal, you'll find that there's actually a screw in there. You can back that screw out, and then you'll have finite adjustment lengths. The lengths are in about 0.175 inches. You can get almost an inch of adjustment. So if it's too short for you or too long for you, you can slide that in and out. When you get that in that place that you want it, you run the screw back in, you'll cover all that up so it's nice and hidden. Very slick system. Another thing, like you mentioned earlier with the flex strap, if you want to tuck it into something, this is a fixed strap, but it does have ball detents.
Oh, cool.
So I can turn this all the way back, put it against my coat. It's out of the way. I can climb my ladder stand.
That's my jam right there.
That's smart.
That one's my jam.
That is smart.
That's exactly what I like in release. Yeah, perfect. What's the price point of this one? $69.99. That's about right.
Again, that's a great price. Yeah.
All right. I love it.
And then if dual caliper isn't your thing, some people prefer this option as well. It's more of a single caliper with a fixed side. It's essentially the same release, same adjustments, just a slightly different head. There is some more aluminum and machining in that, so it is a little bit higher price point, and that comes in at $79.99. Again, you've got a nice leather and neoprene strap. You'll see the new Trophy Ridge logo right there. You know, another thing that you'll see is it's got a nice matte anodized finish. Some of the other releases were more of a paint. They got a little shiny sometimes, which was another thing. Like, hey, could we tone that down? So that's what we did there.
Nice.
I'm very happy to see these changes. I think this is really cool where you guys are going with this.
I'm excited about it.
Any bright yellow ones?
You need bright yellow ones? Well, I'll give you a link to the suggestion box.
A can of spray paint. You're good.
I should get everyone spray painted yellow and be like, look, guys, check it out.
I love it.
All right. Then the last two releases that I have, everybody's probably familiar with the Precise Pro. We've got a new package, but we've got a new Precise 3 and a Precise 4, essentially just three or four finger option. We have made a lot of changes to this. If you're familiar with the original release, I recommend you shoot this one. You're going to find out that this thing has got a lot of improvements, a lot of new components on the inside. It's much quieter. There's a lot of adjustment here. I would just say if you shot the other one and you didn't like it, this is worth trying again. It is a lot more, at least for me, it fits me much better. Just the size and everything else, it's really nice. It also comes with the matte finish.
That looks nice.
I like the head on that one too. It's nice.
You'll also find that this head is swivel, but it does have a lockdown screw. So what you'll do is you'll get your anchor point, find out where that sits, and then let down. Or I usually let down. I guess everybody can do it differently, but I'll let down and then lock that into position so that when I come to full draw, there's no torque on my D loop and things like that.
Nice. But
not a lot I can show you on that. It's all the magic is on the inside.
Yeah, that's right.
Price point of this one?
$109.99.
Wow, that's pretty good for a handle.
Love it.
Yeah.
And like I said, that's what we're launching now. You will see a lot more in the near future. A lot of exciting stuff as well. So I definitely stay tuned for that.
Good deal. Well, thanks for joining us, man. Yeah. A lot of great stuff coming out all across the company. You guys have just so much going on. I think it's going to be a great year for you. I love the new look. I love the elevation in the way everything's looking, you know, from the color choices all the way to the matte finish. I think you're putting a lot of thought into that, and I think it shows. And I think the consumers are going to go out there and show you the same thing. So for those of you that are listening and or watching, you get a lot more information, beararchery.com. You can see all of their stuff from Bear to Trophy Ridge and everything else that they have to offer. Ted, we thank you so much for joining us, man.
Thank you.
Cannot wait to see the other products that are launching soon.
I appreciate you guys having me.